The Gospels according to love. Luke chapter 22, the Last Supper. April 8, 2005. The feast of the unleavened bread drew near, being called the Passover. The chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill Jesus, for they feared the people. At this time, hate and fear entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was one of the 12 apostles. Judas went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray Jesus to them. They were glad for his betrayal and made an agreement to give Judas money. Judas promised to deliver Jesus to them and saw opportunity to betray the Lord when the multitudes were absent. The day of the unleavened bread came when the Passover sacrifice must be made. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go prepare for us the Passover that we may eat." The disciples answered Jesus, "Where will you have us prepare this?" Jesus told John and Peter, "Behold, when you are entered into the city, there a man will meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him to the house where he enters in, and there say to the good man of the house." The master asked, "Where is the guest chambers where I eat the Passover with my disciples?" He will show a large upper room which is furnished. There you are to make things ready. John and Peter went and found all as Jesus had told them. They made preparations for the Passover. And when the hour came, Jesus sat down, the 12 apostles with him. Jesus said to them, "I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I say to you, I will not eat any more thereof until things are fulfilled in the kingdom of love." Jesus took the cup and gave thanks, speaking, "Take this and divide it amongst yourself. I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of love comes." Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it. He gave some to the disciples, saying, "This is my body that is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood that is shed for you. Behold, the hand of him that betrays me is with us at this table. Truly the Son of Love goes as it is determined, but woe to those who betray love." They began to inquire among themselves who would do this thing, and then they argued which of them should be accounted the greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and exercising their authority are called benefactors. You must not be so. He that is greatest among you, let him be as the youngest. They who are chief, let them be as the ones who serve. Which is greater, those that sit at meat or those that serve? It is not the one who sits, yet I am among you as one that serves. You are the ones who have continued with me in my temptations. I appoint to you a kingdom, as love has appointed to me, that you may drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, behold, hate and fear has desired to have you, that it may sift you as wheat. I have prayed for you that you fail not. When you become converted, strengthen your brethren." Simon Peter said to Jesus, "I am ready to go with you into prison and to death. Jesus says, I tell you, Simon Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. Jesus said to them, when I sent you without purse, sack, or shoes, lacked you anything? They answered, nothing. Jesus said to them, now he that has a purse, let him take it, likewise his sack. He that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. I say to you that what is written must be accomplished in me. He was reckoned among the transgressors. Yea, the things concerning me are reaching fulfillment. The disciples spoke, behold, here are two swords. Jesus replied, it is enough. Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives. His disciples followed him. When he arrived at the place, Jesus said to them, pray that you do not enter into temptation. He withdrew from them about a stone's throw, kneeled and prayed, saying, Love, if you be willing, remove this burden from me. Nevertheless, not my will but yours be done. There appeared an angel to Jesus from heaven, strengthening him. Being in agony, Jesus prayed more earnestly. His sweat fell in great drops, like blood falling down to the ground. When Jesus rose from prayer, he came to his disciples. There he found them sleeping, worn out from sorrow. He hailed them, why do you sleep? Arise and pray, unless you enter into temptation. While Jesus yet spoke, behold, a multitude came with Judas before them. He of the 12 went before them, and when he drew near to Jesus to kiss him, Jesus spoke, Judas, betray ye the Son of Love with a kiss? Those about Jesus saw what would follow. The disciples said to Jesus, shall we fight with the sword? One of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Jesus commanded, enough of this. Reaching over, Jesus touched the servant's ear and healed him. Jesus spoke to the chief priest, the captains of the temple, the elders that came for him, you come out as you would against a thief with sword and staves. When I was with you daily in the temple, you stretched forth no hand against me. This is your hour when hate still has power. They took Jesus away and brought him into the high priest's house. Simon Peter followed afar off. And when there became kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, they sat down together, Simon Peter sitting among them. A certain maid beheld him as Simon Peter as he sat by the fire. She earnestly looked upon him, saying, this man was also with Jesus. Simon Peter denied Jesus, saying, woman, I know him not. After a little while, another saw Simon and said, you are also of Jesus' followers. Simon Peter said, man, I am not. About the space of an hour passed when another confidently affirmed, in truth, this fellow also is with Jesus. He is a Galilean. Simon Peter said, man, I know not what you say. Immediately while Simon Peter yet spoke, the cock crowed. Jesus turned and looked upon Simon Peter. Peter remembered the words of Jesus, how he said to him, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. He went out and wept bitterly. The men that held Jesus mocked him. They blinded him. They struck him on the face, taunting. Prophecy, who is it that struck you? Many other blasphemy things did they speak against Jesus. As soon as it was day, the elders of the people, the chief priests and the scribes, came together. They led Jesus to their council, saying, are you Christ? Tell us. Jesus said to them, if I tell you, you will not believe. If I ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter, the Son of Love sits on the right hand of the power of love. They ask, Are you the Son of Love? Jesus said, You say that I am. They said, What need we of any further witness? We have heard it from his own mouth.